Hello and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of today's message is Compare Your Trials with Jesus' Trials. The passage that I'll be reading from is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. It is so easy to get discouraged, isn't it? The daily struggles in life can lead us straight into exhaustion. We grow weary of so many things, from monotony to overbusy schedules. We are generally overcommitted, which leads to frustration. We're late for appointments and obligations because we commit to many, many things. The lifestyles of these days set us up for disappointment, discouragement, failure, and exhaustion. But the author of Hebrews tells us to compare our trials with those of Jesus' trials. The very people he came to save were the ones who put him on the cross. His opposition was enormous. Many times he had to slip away from the crowd unnoticed so that he wouldn't be arrested before his work on earth was done. And just think, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, for not just a widow, but for a friend as well, gave his sight back to the blind, and more. And these very people he was caring for all the days he walked on this earth, his chosen people, were the ones who were yelling, "Crucify him." He would be tortured and hung on the cross. He knew he was walking to his death, and he went forward to meet his accusers. So the Hebrews author tells us to compare our troubles with Jesus' troubles. He tells us this so that we may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in our minds. We are to remain strong in our trials. We are not to give up, as the author writes, fainting in your minds. Our minds are powerful, and if we can get a hold of this concept, not giving up or not fainting in our minds, we can accomplish the tasks of today, the tasks that God gives us. Another passage says, be of good cheer, meaning to be bold and confident in the face of adversity. As I compare my difficulties to Jesus' rejection and his pain, my soul is strengthened. I ask him to continue to strengthen me to do all that he has for me to do. Today, I choose to be strong in the face of challenges and difficulties and not grow weary or exhausted or lose heart or give up. May you find that you are strengthened in all that you do today. And now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for the encouragement that I find in your word. Thank you for bringing me to your word daily so that I can continue to be connected to you and strengthened by your Holy Spirit. Please continue to show me your ways, instill your wisdom into my soul that I become the person that you desire me to be. Help me follow you above the world. Help me seek your will for my life above the world's desires for me. Help me know that you are more than enough to satisfy every longing in my heart. This world will certainly disappoint me, but you will always be all that I ever need and desire. Fill me completely with your love, Father, so that I may give you away. May your Spirit lead, guide, and strengthen me today as I move through this day. May your peace be upon me, Lord. May your grace cover me and your favor shine down upon me. Thank you for being so generous with me, Lord. Thank you for choosing me to know you and keeping me in your care. Help me bless someone today, and thank you for hearing my prayer. The whisper I hear from God is, I am with you always, my child, strengthening you, leading you, and pouring out my grace and mercy and favor upon you. And my response back to him, undeserving of your attention and your love, thank you, most gracious God and Father. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.